And now as we hear our scriptures read, let me remind you, as I have done for the past couple of weeks, as we have been experiencing and continue our series on the core values of Jesus, that the basis for this sermon series is the Beatitudes found in the first part of the Gospel of Matthew. And so we have already had one of our scripture readings this morning, as you have joined in reading three of the Beatitudes as our call to worship. And the other part of our scriptures for this series are vignettes taken from the Gospel of Matthew that show how the values of Jesus were taught and how he himself lived these values. And so we have three short readings from the Gospel of Matthew. I am not reading them in the particular order that they are listed. So please hear these three scenes from the life of Jesus. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed on the third, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." And then he told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life?" Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. And then Jesus said to him, "Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Thanks be to God." Well, as I mentioned before reading our scriptures, today we continue exploring the core values of Jesus through the Beatitudes and through different teachings and events in Jesus' life. And we read the final three Beatitudes in our call to worship this morning. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And blessed are the reviled and persecuted for my sake. Three values that Jesus taught and lived that come from these Beatitudes, I would suggest to us, are the values of peace, perseverance, and sacrifice. And I would like for us to begin this morning with peace. Last week at the community vigil for Orlando that was held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church just down the street, we closed that service by singing, "Let there be peace on earth and let it begin in me." Now, most of us think of peace as the absence of conflict. But unfortunately, as we look around the world and even in our own lives, there always seems to be some kind of conflict going on, whether it is within our own lives, whether it is in our families, our communities, or the world itself. There always seems to be some kind of conflict. So if peace is the absence of conflict, then peace seems to be unattainable. How can we have peace if that's the way we define it? So I would suggest to us this morning that Jesus never defines conflict in this way. Jesus actually invites us into conflict and emphasizes conflict and intentionally brings himself into conflicting situations. Conflict is at the center of Jesus' teaching and life. And the truth of following Jesus is that it often puts us at odds with events and people in our lives. As many of us have said and heard many times, the gospel of Christ is countercultural. So if Jesus literally invites us and leads us into conflict, then what is peace? Now, this brief scripture passage that we read about Jesus' arrest just before he is crucified, this was the passage we read where one of Jesus' followers pulls out his sword and cuts off the ear of one of the servants of the priest who are arresting Jesus. And I think this is a threshold into Jesus' understanding of peace. Because in this moment of violent conflict, he says, "All who take the sword will perish by the sword." At the core of the peace of Jesus is non-violence. In the Gospel of John, on the night before Jesus was crucified, he said to his disciples, actually it was that same night that one of his disciples cut the ear off of this servant. He said to his disciples, "My peace I give to you, not the peace of the world, but my peace." And the peace of Jesus is a peace that actually enters the differences that we have in the world. And we all know that as long as you get two people together, you will have differences of perspective and opinion. And Jesus invites us into the reality of our lives to live in these situations, but to live in these situations non-violently. And let us add here that violence can be displayed not only physically, but also mentally and emotionally and culturally and institutionally. There are several ways of experiencing and participating in violence. But Jesus invites us into non-violent conflict. And this core value of peace, this is the peace of Christ that we share with one another every Sunday. This core value of peace is built on all of the other values that we have explored. And just in case we've forgotten them, as I did that very first Sunday, we were only dealing with three, and I could only remember two of them. The peace of Christ is built on humility, compassion, kindness, justice, mercy, and integrity. These are the things that lead to living with difference without violence. However, as already noted, the peace that these values lead us to is not lack of conflict. It is non-violent engagement of the opposite values, which I would define as hubris, indifference, cruelty, inequity, punitiveness, and deception. Because if we live by the values of Jesus, in following Jesus, we will continually be encountered by the counter values by which we live, and we are invited into this difference to live in it nonviolently. And this all leads us to these last two Beatitudes that somehow they get left off the list sometime. Frankly, this whole idea about being persecuted and reviled is not an appealing idea for us. Blessed are you who are persecuted. Blessed are you who are reviled. And I would suggest that this points us toward the two values that Jesus also calls us to live by. One is perseverance and the other is sacrifice. And you may be asking yourself, if you were listening to the scripture readings, well, wait a minute. Didn't I hear just a few minutes ago Jesus saying that his yoke is easy and his burden is light? That doesn't sound like persecution and being reviled, does it? Well, I did a little research on the word easy in this passage. It's dangerous to get into looking at the original meanings of words, because what I discovered that the word for easy in this passage is only used 7 times in the New Testament. And this is the only place where it is translated as easy. In all the other places, it is translated as good, as kind, as virtuous, and better. Now the other word is light. And this word only appears in the New Testament twice. One of which is in this reading from Matthew. And the word literally means quick and agile, as light on your feet. So, I would offer an alternate and perhaps more accurate translation of this, and Jesus would say, my way of life is virtuous and agile. Now that's a little bit different than easy and light. And another way to look at agile is adaptability. Holding on to one's values while being agile and adaptable is one way to say perseverance. We persevere not by being rigid and never changing. We persevere by holding on to our values lightly. By holding on to our virtue lightly. That doesn't mean we abandon our values, but we don't hold them rigidly. And this allows us to persevere. And finally, if we live and persevere the values of Jesus, we have to give up something. Because at the core of choosing one thing is the act of giving up another. If you're going to live by the values of Jesus, then there are other values that we have to abandon. And this brings us to the crux of what following Jesus and living His values means to us. And this was our third reading. If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world, but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? To follow Jesus is to give our lives, meaning the way we live. We are not called as followers of Jesus to be martyrs. Someone who wants to literally die for a belief is a martyr. But someone who wants to follow Jesus lives into what Jesus calls eternal life, here and now. And this is what this little phrase, for my sake, really means. When we do these things for the sake of Jesus, that means we are living the core values of Jesus and we are following Jesus. Now, over the past few weeks, we have examined these values as we have extrapolated them from the Beatitudes and the stories of Jesus' life. And we have discovered that to follow Jesus is to live these values of humility, compassion, kindness, justice, mercy, integrity, peace, perseverance, and sacrifice. And there are still other values that we can explore and that are related to these values as taught in the Beatitude. But the overarching value of Jesus' life and teaching is the one that we will consider next time in the final sermon of this series. It is the value that holds it all together. And is it? It's that little word we call love. Next time. Amen. Just a short little commercial here. If you want to hear one of your old favorite hymns, just as we have heard some in our service today, let the church office know, because during the summer we are singing the hymns you want to sing. And they just happen to be some of those that we really love to sing. You know, one of the lines that I had just forgotten, or maybe perhaps never noticed in this song. Can you back up the lyrics a little bit? I want to get this right. Right there. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. Isn't that true? You know, so those of us who are insiders in the church and in the faith are often the folks who need to be reminded the most of what this stuff is really about. And it's not about towing the line on some doctrinal statement. It is about following Jesus. And it's about getting into the stories of Jesus and discovering and being reminded and remembering His real message, what Jesus' values are. And if we live those values, it's just another way of saying salvation, because we experience God's love and presence right here in our lives, and we share it with one another here and now. We hunger and we thirst for it. So let's go into the world and why not try living it? Amen.